Willow Pond is like a lot of community fishing holes. It's in a suburban park beyond the soccer fields and a baseball diamond. Great blue herons are standing around, a pair of white pelicans too, but they seem oblivious to the racket from the highway nearby.
Daniel, do you like catching fish?
Uh-huh.
Antonio Cadena is fly casting. His son Daniel is 2.5. He's giving his toddler-sized spin casting rig a break.
Do you like big ones or little ones?
Big one, Dad.
Father and son spend a few mornings a week here.
I just want to make sure that he gets outdoors and that he doesn't grow up just watching TV all day every day. So he comes out here, he'll run around. He'll play with the ducks, and when we occasionally catch a fish or two, he likes to touch them.
Or take them home so they can be simmered in garlic butter and he can eat them.
I think it's good for him.
It's a sparkling spring day, and the Wasatch Mountains are a grand backdrop beyond the Salt Lake Valley. The grass and trees here are greening up. A few men huddle in the shade, travel mugs in hand.
There's a lot of us old retired guys that this is an outlet for us.
Jerry Weaver comes here most days.
Sometimes we fish, sometimes we just talk, you know, and we just hang out.
They talk about fishing when they were kids, how they'd spend long summer days outdoors, how their dads taught them.
It's kind of a family thing, too, you know.
That's fellow retiree and fishing buddy Glade Charlesworth.
Keeps families together and keeps them off the street, keeps them from crime and stuff.
They refurbish fishing poles from the thrift store. They use them to teach kids who come along and want to learn to fish. They call it giving back, but they also just get a kick out of it. You can tell. Another reason is rolling towards the pond. It's a boxy truck with a huge trout painted on the side. Inside are thousands of hungry rainbow trout from the state hatchery.
I'm going to put 1,400 fish into the pond.
Ryan Arthur is an aquaculturist for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. A small crowd watches as he climbs to the truck's side and dunks a big net into a hatch on the top of the tank. Arthur strains backward to lift up a net full of flopping fish. He flips the net. Trout tumble out.
Here in the city, we're kind of disconnected from, I think, a lot of the environment. But you can bring them to a park like this, explain to them, you know, the fish do need ideal water quality in order to survive. And I think it's a great way just to explain that and explain what habitats are. And
scenes like this are playing out all over the Mountain West. Wyoming, Colorado, Montana, and Idaho, they also stock community fishing holes in the spring and summer. The fish might not be wild, but the conservation group Trout Unlimited supports programs like these.
That thrill of feeling the fish bite and then reeling it in and admiring the fish.
That's Brett Prettyman with Trout Unlimited.
It's just an easy way to connect with nature in an urban environment. And we hope that helps them foster that passion and makes them want to pursue it when they get older and when they have the opportunity to actually get into nature in the wild and experience it out there.
That's exactly what's happening back at Willow Pond. The Cadenas are back on the fishing dock.
Oh my goodness. That's a good one.
It's not fishing on a wilderness river or on the ocean, but it gets them hooked on being outdoors.
Get taken.
Did you just jump up and down?
Huh?
Hanging out with friends and family, enjoying the natural world, advice about turning fishing into catching. It's all here on an ordinary day at the neighborhood pond. And without being preachy, it's helping teach the value of a healthy environment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.